Okay, we're in the middle of Simon Shin Ches. Just a quick review of yesterday. We learned about... Okay, so we already said there's something called the Kli Shel Melach Lo LeIsser. A Kli is normally used for Isser. You can move that if you need to use it for a permissible function or if you need the place in which the object is found to protect the object you're not allowed to do. Then it's a Dalet. We learned that there's something called a... Okay, we also learned that for the most part, Muksa is an Isser of moving, not touching. If you touch it, but it's not going to move, that will be okay. Mishnah Berurah discussed it. Ayin Shom. Okay. Then we said in Sif Dalid that there's something called the Kli Shel Melach Lo LeHeter. Means a Kli that's used for something that's permissible. And even that, you're not allowed to move for no purpose at all. You're allowed to move it if you need it. You're allowed to move it if you need the place. You're allowed to move it to protect it. But just for no reason whatsoever, you are not allowed to move it. Unless it is svarim or food, and possibly like the dishes that you use at a Shabbos table, which have the status of food. That's the Mishnah Berurah said it was a discussion. Then we spoke about tefillin. What's the status of tefillin? The Mishnah Berurah prefers to view tefillin as a Kli Shel Melach Lo LeIsser. The Ramah views it as a Kli Shel Melach Lo LeHeter, but the Mishnah Berurah brings down those who argue. And the conclusion of the Mishnah Berurah is that B'Shas HaTzchak, like if the tefillin are going to get damaged or something like that, then you can move it as a Kli Shel Melach Lo LeHeter. Chazanish was less than excited, I think, about that. Yerushalmi Zalman said, like, you find it on the floor, you're allowed to pick it up. And Chazanish said, no, you only have to pick it. First, you have to figure out what you want to put in its place on the floor and say it's Tzarech Mekomo. And then move the tefillin. Okay. So we did a little review. In Sif Dalid, okay, so we mentioned yesterday a little bit of what's not clear, and I didn't have a chance to look at, I mean, I looked into a drop, but not enough. Still don't have more clarity. When it comes to determining if this is a Kli Shel Melach Lo LeIsser, Kli Shel Melach Lo LeHeter, do you look at, like, you know, 51%, 49%, 55%, 45%? So in the Mishnah Berurah first, in Sif Katan Yud, he just says you go after the majority. Then the Bi'ur Halacha says, well, if you have a normal heter function for it, even though you use it more for Isser, why should that make it Isser? But he doesn't, he just says Tzarechien. In one of the English books I saw, he just brought down that Tzarechien, but he didn't exactly tell you what to do. And then in Mishnah Berurah Katan Chaf, he says, sounds like he's going, you know, not with the 51-49 rule. So, I still don't have clarity on that. And then we have to discuss if Katan Chaf, this talks about pots. Oh, well, just to finish off reviewing yesterday, a shofar is a Kli Shel Melach Lo LeIsser, if not worse. Could be it's even worse than that. And a lulav is totally muksa unless it's a day where you're allowed to take the lulav, and then it's a mitzvah. Okay. So we skip Sif Katan Chaf. We have to get back to that. But first I want to do Sif Hey. Okay. Because the two are interests, they're related. I don't know if they're supposed to be related, but they're related. Shalom lekulam. Okay. So, Seif Hey is based on a Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Kuf Chaf Gimel Amud Beis. And there the Gemara says, Meducha. A Meducha is some sort of grinding instrument. A what? Right. So the meducha, I think, is a special, it's not the thing that you do the grinding with, but it's the special kli that you grind within. Okay, you have a grinding machine. I don't know these fancy words. You have a grinding machine. He's looking for fancy words. I don't know what that means. You have a machine that grinds, and you don't do it on the table, you don't do it on a plate, you do it in a fancy wooden bowl, let's say. Okay, so the Gemara said like this, and that's we're grinding shum, garlic. We're crushing garlic in a special kli. So that kli, which is used mostly for crushing garlic, and therefore it's a kli shemelach l'itzer. So the Gemara says, im yesh bashum metaltelin osa, if you have garlic inside that bowl, you can move the bowl. And if you don't have garlic inside the bowl, you can't move the bowl. You can move to a guf and mekama. Yeah, the Gemara says, no, we're talking about a mechama l'tzel. The bowl is in a place where, I don't know, it's leaking on the bowl, whatever, you have a hole in your ceiling, and the water is going to ruin the wooden bowl, and you want to move it. And only if there's shum, if there's some of the spices that you ground in that bowl are there, you can move it. Otherwise, you cannot. Okay, this is very exciting, guys. Ready to fall in love with Torah? So, comes along the Tshuvas HaRash, and he says, oh, the meducha is used for, is the kli that holds the garlic while you grind it. It's a kli shemelach l'iser. You cannot move it to protect it, like you cannot move a kli shemelach l'iser mecham l'tzel, unless there's some of the spices, the shum, the garlic that you ground up is in the bowl. Huh?
The opposite of a
buzzer. Well, okay. I don't want to. Opposite. An anti-buzzer. Okay, we're not going to go there. Okay? The bowl is kli shemelach l'iser. You cannot move it to protect it unless there is some of the spices in the bowl that you chopped up in the bowl before Shabbos. Huh? I don't want to get into pot yet. We're going to get into pot. We're headed towards pot. We skip pot for a reason. We're coming back to the pots. Let's see. So it says it, Tshuvas HaRash. Why are you allowed to move the meducha, which is a kli shemelach l'iser, if there's garlic in there? Must be you can move any kli shemelach l'iser, mecham l'tzel, if you take something mutter, you take a loaf of bread, and you plop it on top of the kli shemelach l'iser. So I have my recorder, the kli shemelach l'iser. And I want to move it because I'm afraid my kids are going to break it. I take a piece of, I take a cookie, I put it on top, and ba-da, now I'm going to let it move it wherever I want. That's what the Tshuvas HaRash says. The terminology he uses for those who are familiar with various Gemaras in Shabbos is, kli shemelach l'iser, there's a hetzer to move it mecham l'tzel, al yidei kikar o tinog. Put on a piece of bread, or put on a baby, you can't put a baby on a little machine, but you put on a kikar o tinog, boom, now it's mutter. And we have a precedent, says the Rosh. The Gemara in Shabbos, Adaf Min Gimel Amud Beis, says, if a person, chas v'shalom, dies on Shabbos, so a mace is totally muksah, like eitzim va'avonim. So now the mace is in the sun, where the body can decompose and rot, and it's going to be messy.
Decompose.
So there's a heter, meiniach alav kikar otinok matato. Take a piece of bread, take a loaf of bread, put it on the mace, ta-da! And now you can move the mace out of the sun. So says the Tshuvas HaRash, you can do that with, you can do it with anything. He says you can do the kli shemelach l'iser. Take a tofi, take a cookie, put it on top of your phone, and move the phone wherever you want. But then the Rosh has a kasha, because the Gemara on Daf Kuf Mem Beis Amud Beis, discussing the maze, sort of says like this. The rule that we learned back in Mem Gimel 100 up earlier, that you could put a kikar o tinok on a mace, on a corpse, a dead body, corpse, to move it on Shabbos, lo amru kikar tinok el lemeis bavad. That's not a rule that applies to all muksa. That's a special rule because of kovid abrius, and the body, the dead body is going to decompose, and that has nothing to do with anything. You can't draw a comparison, a parallel, you can't bring a rule from the mace to anything else. Mace is different. So the Rosh has to cash on himself. So why do I say kli shemelach l'iser d'zeter afilu mecham l'tzel, just like the shum in the meducha? So put a cookie on the muksa and move it. That rule only applies by mace. So this is the cash of the Rosh asks on himself. No, the mace is compared to the meducha. Those are the muksa, and the kikar tinok is compared to the shum. So the Rosh says, no. Sorry, I was excited. The Rosh says, the rule of Kufman Beis, that you can only use a kikar v'tinok for a mace, That's because a mace is a very high level muksa. It's muksa machmas gufo, like eitzim v'avonim. But a kishim machtel iser, we already said is a lower level muksa. Why? I'm allowed to move it. Let's talk gufo makomo. A mace you can't move it, talk gufo makomo. Eitzim v'avonim you can't move it, talk gufo makomo. $100 bills you can't move it, talk gufo makomo. So kishim machtel iser is a lower level muksa. So therefore, the rule the Gemara says, no, we only said this had to kikar tinek mace v'avad. That's when you're dealing with a high level muksa. High level muksa only makes babad. Low level muksa applies to anything, and that's what the Mishnah says. We can move the meducha with the spices that are in it. That's what the Rosh wants to say.
How do you make that comparison? Like, the garlic relates to the...
Okay, so other Rishonim come along and say, like a chill, say, nah. You can't compare a loaf of bread you bought from the makolet that has nothing to do with anything. You can't compare that to the shum, that this is his home. He was born in this pot. He was chopped up in this pot. He was born here. The shum is directly related to the meducha. So the other Rishonim say like this. The meducha is different because the shum is to the meducha as the food is to the pot. Okay? Which will jump the gun. Which means, according to some achronim, when you have a pot with... Okay, we're going to learn in a minute, that a pot is a kishmachtel iser. You can use the pot to hold a bunch of apples and oranges, and maybe you do and maybe you don't, but usually use the pot to cook. Oh, but after I cook, I leave it in the pot and put it in the fridge and put it on the table. That could be. That's like a secondary tuffel dikka usage that comes off of the bishul. The ikur is the cooking, and the cooking is a davar usser, and it's a, at least on Shabbos, it's a klisha malachtel the iser. But once you have food in it, the food that was born in the pot, the food that was cooked in this pot, that lowers it from a klisha malachtel the iser now, possibly, says Rosh Hashanah, to a klisha malachtel the heter, and it brings a Shulchan Aruch Rav, who says, no, it's even better than a klisha malachtel the heter. The pot is butel to the food. Right, so that's the Rishonim are saying like this. Let's see that side. Mishnah Berurah, Shulchan Aruch, Shin Ches Hey. Yesh Matirim, this is the Chuvas Rosh. Yesh Matirim, the Talta, Klisha Malachto, there is there. There are those that permit you to move a Klisha Malachto, there is there. Afilim Echam Letzel, even for protection. Al Yidei Kikar Otinog. By putting on a Kikar Otinog, that is the Chuvas Rosh. Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot and Chavav. So, is it only a kikar tinog? No, lav davka kikar. No, not only a loaf of bread. You can put on a pretzel, you can put on a cookie, put on a tofi. Hu adinu asan shar chevet hamutter besocha. You can put on anything that's mutter. Put a yarmulke on there. Vine, deyazui das harosh. Aval harbe me'arishonim chokin al zeh. Who's feeling? They say, no, the lo hitiro, this heter, kikivitino, el lameis bovad. It's only for a mace. The tatlo ayudayim, like we're going to learn in Shin Yud Aleph Aleph. Aval lo bishar devar muksa, af shahu kli. It's not going to be with other types of muksa, even if it's a kli, and it's a kli shemlachtel the iser, and it's a lower level muksa, it's still not going to help you hold the other Rishonim. V'chein hichriyu harbi achronim. And that's how many achronim paskin, like the other Rishonim, like Katriel, against the yesh matirim of the mechaber, against the rush. It doesn't work. Hold on. Now look at Ois Chabdalet on the bottom of the Shar Tzion. Okay, these are the Shulchan Aruch argue, Taz Gro Derchaim, Mikomakum Kosovat Graz, the Shulchan Aruch Rav holds, the Behefsim Meruba Yesh Lahakya. If you have a Klisha Malachtel Isser that's in danger of, and it's a very expensive, but it's not Muksim Achmos Chisar and Kiss, because then it won't help you, and it's in danger of being damaged, you can put on it a cookie and you can move it. Okay, hence the meruba yesh lahakel according to the Shulchan Aruch Rav. But in a regular scenario, we do not paskin like the Rosh, says the Mishnah Berurah, and you do not have a heter to put any davar heter on any davar muksa in order to move it, with one exception and one exception only, which is a mace. Continues the Mishnah Berurah. The kozet davka im yaniach betocha kli shad davar she'enim yuchad la. We're talking about taking something like a chilpon from the outside, a davar heter, a cookie, a pretzel, and putting it on the davar muksam. Avay munach sham davar hamiyuchad la, but if it's something that belongs there, miyuchad lemeducha is the shum. The spices, the garlic that was chopped in the meducha is in the meducha. Oh, shemunach bekedera ksas mehatavshil. In the pot is still at least some of the food that was cooked in the pot. Everyone agrees to that. No one's arguing on that. Gemara. It's a Gemara. Can't argue anymore. Lukuli alma mutu taltala kli agav hamaachal. And in footnote 37, that's what Dirshu points out. 37 from this Karelitz and Shlomo Zalman, that when you have the food in the pot or the spices in the chopping bowl is now downgraded, the pot is now downgraded, it's more mako, it becomes a klishim lachdu lehetta. Footnote 37. And then Shlomo Zalman says, that's what Shlomo Zalman held. And then 37. Or maybe you have a different addition than me. We pass the shofar. And then he brings down the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, who wants to say that the Kedera is tafel to the Tavshil.
What's the point you made about Kisar and Kis? As long as it's not Kisar and Kis?
If it's Muksa Machma Kisar and Kis.
Aren't all these cases we were saying it's going to get ruined?
None of these are Muksa Machma Kisar and Kis. We're talking about Kishan Lachal Yisra. A Muksa Machma Kisar and Kis is a higher level muksa, a more severe level of muksa. It's like a super klisha machal isa. It's a klisha machal isa that you're very careful not to do anything else with, and you put it in a special place, and it's very fragile, or it's very expensive, or both.
Like what? You said your cell phone.
Shavir.
What? Your cell phone or your recorder.
Right. Those are not muksa machal isa.
Oh, they're not?
I don't think so.
It's like some priceless.
Well, okay, I don't know. So it depends on the individual. It depends how careful you are with your phones. I find nowadays everyone's got a Magen on his phone and they're throwing phones around like it's baseball. Okay, if you're the type of person, also usually something that you're like constantly dealing with, it's hard for it to be, you know, Muksa Machal Isa and Kis, because you're dealing with it all day long. Like that's just the risk you deal with.
You keep in the cover.
Yeah, it's something that's like, you know, once in a while. No, I wouldn't say for sure. You have a $1,000 camera, not something you carry with you everywhere you go. It's very special and it's very fragile.
Why did it show
Oh, so what? Because kikar tinok is a heter the Gemara uses only by mace, and the rush extended because the meducha with the shum and all the rishonim and achronim say like a triel. No, shum and meducha, it belongs here. It came from here. The meducha is batel to the shum. It's not like I go take something from outside. I go take I don't know what. Go take my tissues and I plop it on something and now I can move it. The tissues are no shaykhs. That heter is only by a mix. The shum is a different heter. The shum was born, was chopped, was created inside this meducha. This is its makom, and therefore the kli is batel to the shum, like the pot, which is batel to the food. Yeah, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav is saying b'shas l'chaki can be sumach on the mechaber. Mechaber also brings it down. Yesh matirim. Okay, now let's go back to Mishnah Berurah of Kat L'Chot. That's why I skipped it on purpose. Now I think we'll have a greater appreciation. Mishnah Berurah of Kat L'Chot at the beginning of Dalet. We say Kli Shalach L'Heta. What's the Kli Shalach L'Heta? The Heta. So it says if it's only for Heta, who adin ma'ayim alatul the Issa u l'Heta. What the percentages is we discussed already. I don't know. Not clear, that's the Tzarchi in the Bir Halacha, and we still have Tzivkat and Yud, and we need a little bit more clarity, and hopefully we'll get that at some point. So, Nganki lo makse daitomine, if you use it for heter, fine. Ukidera shemelachta hula bishol, a pot which is used for cooking, viraklif amim, sometimes ishtam shalomayim alaperos. You might, I mean, I don't know if we've ever done that, but you could, you know, in the old days they didn't have a million types of Tupperware and, you know, so you needed something to hold your apples and oranges, so you took out a pot. I mean, it still happens once in a while. You use a pot for, you know, to make a big salad, you could take out a big pot, and the salad, of course, is not muksa. But usually it's used for bishul, and therefore he bichal kishim alakul leitzer. Ilo sheyesh ba mehatav shil, unless there's still some of the food inside the tavshil. So, okay, now look at the Bir Halacha. Diba mas l'klishim l'achto l'heter. I'm b'mishabur the eating kedera. The kedera is considered a klishim l'achto l'is unless you have food in it. What happens when you empty the food? So there's three levels of pots, basically. Let's see. Mikol Malkum Nira. Da'av kisha pinua me'atavshil. Okay, this needs a little work, I think, like what we do in our homes. Got to think about it. When you empty the pot, okay, now, when the pot is empty, clean pot, you can move it to Achgufo, you can move it to Achmakomo, okay? But you cannot move it to protect it. I think they say you can move it to protect somebody else from the pot. Like, if a kid's going to take the pot and smash his brother over the head. Chazir says mutter. Hold on. Yazik bosa makom. If it's going to cause some damage over there. Okay, we'll see more about that in a minute. Okay, so clean pot. It's not like the graph. It's clean pot. Clean pot. A pot, after you cook the food in it and there's still some food in it, it's either kli shelach l'heter, or it's even better than that, so you can move it to tzach gufo, you can move it for any reason. You can move it mecham l'tzel, it might even be for no reason, because it's bottled to the food. What happens when I empty the food and I have a dirty pot? So that's what the Bir Halacha addresses. Diba Maslach, kli shelach l'heter, I'm Mishwilin Kedera, Mikamakam Nira. Da'av kishah pinua me'atav, so when you empty the pot from the whatever you cooked in it, v'omedes b'bayis, and the pot's now sitting in the house, mutu l'taltalo. You're allowed to move it, u'lasalek l'tzadchot, and put it away so it doesn't, I don't know, smell up your house, look ugly. Why? Davi ki grav shel rei. Grav shel rei is literally a bedpan where it is muksa, but Chazal allowed you to move something that's considered disgusting, and you see the level of disgusting doesn't have to be mamish a bedpan. Okay, there's a whole discussion, we're not really there yet, so we'll have to. Everything is like, you know, we throw out a one word or two words, three words, and it's all so good, which we're going to have to learn. But gradually, it's something that's disgusting, and whatever that means, and you see the Bir Halacha wants to say that this is considered something that's disgusting, it disturbs your Shabbos, you're allowed to move it to like a safe place. I don't know. By us, like, we kind of put them in the oven so that you don't have to see the dirty pots until after Shabbos when you go clean the dirty pots. Okay, so those are basically the three daggers of pots. I don't know. We're going to get there. I just made up a reason, but I don't know if I'm right. I made it up. We're not there yet.
Day at a time.
Yeah, one day at a time. Okay. Sif Vav. Okay, let's try to do Sif Vav. Sif Vav is based on Gemara Mishnah. Shabbos Kuf Chav Dalet Amud Beis. The Mishnah says, all kelim can be moved on Shabbos. All kelim that can be moved on Shabbos, if it breaks, the kli is not muksa, as long as there's something you could do with the broken pieces of this kli. Now, nowadays, it could be this halacha is not relevant because nobody uses broken kelim for anything. We're a very wealthy generation, and you throw it in the garbage, don't pay to fix it, don't pay to use it, and you go buy another one, whatever. But this is what the Mishnah says. I mean, Yehuda says, no. If you had a kli and it was used to hold water, and now all you can use it is as a bottle cap to cover a bottle because it's really has no other function. So that is a form of nolad. Was born on Shabbos, Mazel Tov, a bottle cap, and that's awesome. So Yehuda says no. It has to still be able to do the original function. It used to have a big bowl. It used to hold a lot of oranges, and now it's a small bowl because it broke in half, and it can hold a few oranges, so it's me'ain melachton. It can do the same thing it used to do. What are they arguing about? The Gemara is a discussion. The Gemara concludes the argument about whether that's considered, when it now switches functions from holding oranges to being a bottle cap, is that considered nolad or not? Tanakhama says, no, it's not nolad, it's still mukhan, it's prepared, you can use it. But, and Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's nolad, you can't use it. It's muksa. But if it happened on Erev Shabbos, and you didn't throw in the garbage, and you plan on using it, so then for sure, everyone agrees that it's going to be okay. Everyone passes like Tanakhama. Riff, Rambam, Rosh, Tur, everyone passes like Tanakhama against Rabbi Yehuda. Let's see that inside. Shulchan Aruch Vav. Kala kelim shenishbru. All kelim that broke. Afil b'Shabbos. Even if it broke on Shabbos, mutu l'taltal shivreim. You're allowed to move its broken pieces, provided that obavachi ruuyim l'shum malacha has to be like Tanakhama says for any malacha. It can go from holding oranges to being a bottle cap. That's okay. You have to have something to do with it. Kigon, he gives an example. Shimri Areva Lachazis Bachavis. It used to be to hold whatever it held, and now it's covering a barrel. Shimri Zechuchis, broken glass. I don't think we say broken glass nowadays. Broken glass, you can now use to cover also a bottle cap. Avom Einam Reiv, Shum Malacha Lo. But if it's not right for any Malacha, you can't you really use it for anything. So then it's Muksa. So we have passed like Tana Kama that it's not Nola. Okay, Mishwasif got the Chavchas. He gives a nice husband. Mishwasif got the Chavchas. Shivri Kalim, broken Kalim, is Chelik Shani Sheba Muksum. It's the second category, which is Muksum Achlos Gufo. It's like sticks and stones. It has no function. The Kishanish Beru, Dami Litzroros, it's like stones. That means Muksum Achmas Gufo. Really, it should be totally muksa, high level muksa. And the kevin should be me kli, but since it started out as a kli on Shabbos, lo batal shame kli mehem. It doesn't lose its status of a kli, even though broke, provided that you can still use it for something. Because man shiruyim the shum davar. Could go on the chasel, it's like covering something. Mashenke mitzroos. Now you go, oh, any rock I can do something with. I can use it to open a window, I can open a door, I can use it for all sorts of things. No. Mashenke mit rocks, mitzroos, pebbles, the afa pi shiruyim the chasel. So it's true, you can use it to cover something. Lav manahem. We'll see next week. It's not a kli. It didn't start out as a kli. It doesn't become a kli unless you set it aside as a kli. But you didn't set it aside. Here, it was a kli. It broke on Shabbos. So now it doesn't function as a kli. It functions as something else. It started out as a kli. And since it still has some other function, or rock also has another function, but rock didn't start as a kli. So it's high level muksa. This started out as a kli. Even though it can't do the same function, it still retains its status as a kli as long as it can do something. Now, the Magen Avraham says, the Bir Halacha here brings down the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham is a very interesting Magen Avraham. Okay, so we just threw out a word which I'm not prepared to discuss. It's a big sugyet, I'm not prepared to discuss it. But the word that we threw out now is called Nolad. So it happens to be that Nolad is something that was literally born. It was born on Shabbos. Does that make it muksa or not? The sugya is beitza shenolda b'yantif. Nolad is for sure muksa on yantif. What about nolad on Shabbos? So that is a big machlok. Yes, in the Mishnah Berurah paskins that the me'ikra adin that nolad on Shabbos is mutter. Okay, we're going to discuss it. We're not discussing it now. We'll get there. But says the Magen Avraham, according to the opinion that says a nolad is asur on Shabbos. So then, over here too. Meaning, if you want to say no, it's mutter, fine. But if you want to be machmir for no, it is asur on Shabbos. So it's not good enough that it has a new malacha. It used to hold apples, and now it's a bottle cap. It's nolad. Oh, no, it's mutter. But there are those who hold that no, it is asur on Shabbos. And no, it's asur on Shabbos, is going to be asur. Hold on a second. Hold on. Be alacha. So then you need it to do the same function, otherwise it's nola. Not like that. The came in the dining the shum malacha. It's roi for some malacha. Lav nola. That's not called nola. And the Prima Gadam explains very beautifully. Otherwise, the Gemara should say, what are they arguing about? Nolad mutter, nolad aser. That's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, is it muchan or is it nolad? And we paskin, it's muchan. That means even if you don't know it's aser, this is not called nolad. This is called muchan. So that's how the Prima Gadim explains the Sharachornim, who all argue on the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham wants to turn the whole Magen Avraham knows the Gemara, but the pastures of the Magen Avraham is against the Gemara, points out the Prima Gadim, and the Mishaburu says that everyone disagrees with that Magen Avraham, so you can calm down. Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskel, the Shum Malacha, brings in all the Achronim who argue on the Magen Avraham and the Prima Gadim and Eish Avraham. Sivkat and Tezav gives a beautiful Hezber that the pashtus of the Gemara is not whether there is or is not, whether Nolad is Mutra Asra on Shabbos, which he's turning, he's flipping it all upside down. Is this a case of Nolad or is it a case of Mukhan, which is not Nolad? Which means that we hold it's Mukhan, which means it's not Nolad. So even if Nolad's also, it doesn't affect this case. Because this is not called Nolad when it goes from holding apples to being a bottle cap on Shabbos. What if something broke on Shabbos? Now it's muksa, but it's dangerous. Glass broke on the table. Glass broke on a Shabbos table. Whatever. A kli broke. It's dangerous. People can get hurt. So you are allowed to move it. Okay, you're allowed to move muksa when it is dangerous and people can get hurt. Now there is a discussion. Because in Sif Yud Ches, it sounds like only if it's a danger to the public. Okay, but not a danger to, not a private danger, only public danger. So the Mishnah Berurah over there in Sif Yud Ches, Sif Katan Ayin Zayin says over here, it sounds like even in your house is a private domain, not a public domain. So over there in Sif Yud Ches, which we didn't do yet, which I was hoping to do, but we didn't do, in Sif Yud Ches is talking about other Isurim, Isurim Durabanan, which we push away because people are going to get hurt. That's only if it's people in the rabbim are going to get hurt. Individuals, they're not going to push away high-level Isurei Durabanan. But, okay, there's serious to this, but the Mishbura over here is saying that this pushes away Muksa, because Muksa, the Durabanan Muksa, is lower than the different Durabanans that are described over there in Sifir Ches. So here, even if it's not a danger to the public, it's just a danger to your family members, you're allowed to move the Muksa to protect your family members. If it's dangerous, the glass broke on the table, and you don't want your kids to get hurt. Wonder what's the source for that? Yeah. The source for that is a Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Membeis Amud Aleph. Ravina says, "Kotz b'shus harabim." Okay, we'll get there. We get to Sif Yud Ches. Malicho pachas pachas midalan ames v'karmelas afilu tuba. Talking about in the dalan ames the rice and moving it less in a reshus harab the rice and moving it less in dalan ames, or in a karmelas carrying it. And here we're talking about muksa. So muksa, Mishra says, is a lower level the rabbanan than those other cases. And here, even if it's a private danger over there, only if it's a public danger.